Good evening. Right. As I said on messages sent to you, tonight's program is going to be all 95% presented in English. So off we go with the fall.
Is there anybody there?
Yeah! Yeah!
That was the mighty fall, of course. 80 days to go before seeing them again, and not that I'm counting the days. Well, I am, actually. For those of you who don't know, yes, I'm off to Primavera Sound in Barcelona again for the third year running, and the fall are playing the very first day. Can't wait. That was from Dragnet, the very first album, which came out in 1978, and that was the first track of the album, Psychic Dance Hall. Right, now we're going to carry on with the Silver Mount Zion and the Memorial Orchestra, and with the track called I Built Myself a Metal Bird from the Collapse Traditionnel album, which came out earlier this year.
Thank you.
is the Silverman Zion and the Memorial Orchestra finishing in slowly. And a track called I Built Myself a Metal Bird from the album Collapse Traditionnel, written with an X, which came out earlier this year. Silver Mount Zion, obviously you may know, they are at the Constellation, a label from Canada, the same as Godspeed to Your Black Emperor, Do Make Say Think, etc. For those who don't know, the group was born in 1999, and when the band was initially called Silver Mount Zion, then they changed it to the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra and Tra-La-La Band, whilst designing the first LP insert card. 10 years later, they are still pretty much invisible in their own country. Well, at least they, so they say on their website. I'm going to switch to French now because we're going to carry on with the French group. I've discovered recently while I went to Cable Festival in Nantes and I was listening to the DJ playing some really good stuff between bands. The Feeling of Love is the name of the group. C'est un groupe de Metz et Strasbourg, formé en 2005. Je l'ai découvert, ce groupe à Câble en écoutant le DJ entre les groupes. Je suis allé le demander, c'est qui ça? Il m'a dit, c'est Feeling of Love. Du coup, j'ai cherché, j'ai trouvé. Et sur leur MySpace, ils disent qu'ils essayent de refaire vivre le meilleur garage blues des années 90, comme Gorries, John Spencer Blues, Explosions et Durag, un groupe qu'on aime bien ici à DZFish Radio. Le punk psyché froid de Suicide et Spaceman 3, ainsi que le crowd rock, sans avoir l'air de révisionnisme, mais en actualisant ces styles avec une touche de bruit à la Pussy Galore, et une bonne dose d'humour. So this is Feeling of Love and Young Jesus.
Now ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you a story.
That was The Feeling of Love and Young Jesus from the album OK Judge Revival, which came out last month. As I said, a French group from Metz and Strasbourg. As you can see, we can listen to good music even here in France. Je vais juste parler français de nouveau parce que le prochain morceau, c'est pour David. Je l'avais promis, un bon morceau blues. Ça vient d'un compil qui s'appelle Mississippi Blues Library of Congress Recordings 1940-1942. Bon, c'est pas le meilleur morceau, mais il y a combien d'harmonica, et pour David, il fallait que ça soit de l'harmonica. J'ai choisi ce morceau de... So, this is Fiddling Joe Martin and Going to Fishing. Yes, it's Going to Fishing. It's not me speaking bad English. It's actually called Going to Fishing instead of Going Fishing. And off we go. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to fishing too. Next fish call, German call, moon boating by the time to one. She's going to fishing. Now she's going to fishing. We got to keep on fishing. I'm going to fishing too. Yeah, got it. Take that thing, boy. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to prison. Next fish you call, big head cat. Boy, they want to throw them out of the tide like that. Yeah, she's going to prison. Now she's going to prison. We got to keep on fishing. I'm going to prison. Yes, I am. Play that thing now, Willie Brown. Come on up that little out that hall. She's going to prison. I'm going to prison too. Baby got away, I don't like. When she go to fish, she can't cook on slack, but still she go to prison. But still she go to prison. We have to keep on fishing. I'm going to prison too. Yeah, yeah. Told them, and the phone. Keep on fishing. You really go down. You go to prison in the house. I'm going to prison. When you get your hook, get my pole. We going to prison, don't claw that hole. We all going to prison, we'll see what you're fishing for. We going to prison. If you keep on prison, I'm going to prison too. Yes, I am. You don't lie with a brown. Still you're going to prison, you're going in the house. But still you're going to prison. They got to keep on prison. I'm going to prison too. Yeah.
That was Fiddling Joe Martin. He was a blues musician born in on 8th of January 1900 and died on 2nd of November 1975. And he's mainly known for playing the mandolin on Sun House's band. He was born, lived, and died in Mississippi. This session was actually recorded thanks to Alan Lomax, the famous ethnomusicologist and collector. So that was recorded in 1941. As I said, it's the track was called Going to Fishing from a compilation called, what is it called again? It's gone. Mississippi Recordings, the Congress Library. The Congress Library Recordings, 1940 to 1942. Right, now we're going to change the style. We'll go to Belize for some Garifuna music. This is Andy Palacios.
Nubarane,
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 That was Andy Palacio and the Garifuna Collective, and the track was, Garifuna, Aguyuha Nidu Yehenu, which means My People Have Moved On, from the album Watina, which came out in 2007. Andy Palacio, basically, he was playing he's a traditional punta musician from Belize. Punta being a form of Garinagu music. The Garinagu, which is the plural for Garifuna, are an ethnic group of mixed ancestry who lived and live primarily in Central America. Palacio was born and raised in the coastal village of Barranco and worked briefly as a teacher before turning to music. He sang mainly in Garifuna, an Arawakan language, with a large number of words borrowed from Carib, French, and Spanish, but also composed English-only songs. He was the first musical artist from Belize to have a music video on international television. On 19th of January 2008, Palacio passed away suddenly, much to the shock of the family and friends and fans around the world. Thanks to Watina, which is the album, Palacio's legacy lives on. And at home in Belize, the international success of the album has sparked a revival of Garifuna music among the new generation. He was posthumously awarded the BBC Three Awards for World Music Award in the Americas category in 2008. And from Garifuna, from Central America, now we moved on swiftly to Africa and more precisely to Guinea, or Guinea. Les Amazones du Guinée. The track was Deniwana from the album entitled Wamato, which came out in 2008. Les Amazones du Guinée are an all women, all African, unique and quite amazing institution within African music. Since the early 60s, they have crisscrossed the continent, meaning Africa, and occasionally beyond, not too often though. To help bring their particular brand of joy to the cause of women's emancipation. Yet, Wamato is only their second album and a great one too. I definitely recommend it. Now we change the continent again and we're off to Thailand. And again, you have to excuse my Thai. This is Duang Dao and Chai Lai Chaita, and the track is funnily entitled Mia Rai Duen, which means monthly wife, which made me laugh a great deal. And from a compilation called Thai Pop Spectacular 1960s to 1980s.
ไม่ใช่เมียมีใหม่มาคุณเดินหน้าหาเกียร์ปล่อยฉันหน่อย
was Duang Dao and Chai Lai Chaita. The track was Mia Rai Duena, which means monthly wife, from the compilation Thai Pop Spectacular 1960s to 1980s, which came out in 2007. Right, we moved on back to the Western Europe with the Cabaret Voltaire and the setup.
These are the words of your idol. Instigate, formulate. I am sent up. I am the problem. I am the one solution. I am the wheels in motion. I am the chain reaction. I am the detonation. Yes, I am set up. I have.
That is Cabaret Voltaire and the setup from the compilation called Best of the Original Sound of Sheffield 78 to 82, a compilation which came out in 2002. Although probably most of you know Cabaret Voltaire, but for those of you who don't, Cabaret Voltaire is named after a nightclub in Zurich. Though they are one of the most important groups in the history of industrial and electronic music, Cabaret Voltaire are sometimes forgotten in the Styles' life timeline, perhaps because they continued recording long after fellow groups such as Throbbing Gristle and Suicide called it quits. Related is the fact that they barely stayed in one place for long, instead moving quickly from freeform experimentalism through arty white boy funk and on to house music in the late 80s. And electronica the following decade. Basically, once the punk's first rush wore off and before the Saturday night disco fever properly set in, a number of groups, among them Cabaret Voltaire and Throbbing Gristle and the pop group, emerged from the shadows to occupy the middle ground. Despite a relatively short life, their impact was profound. As a result, they ended up being an influence for a variety of bands such as Nine Inch Nails, Chemical Brothers, Orbital, and numerous others. Now we change a bit of the style. We carry on with Doom. Not many people know. He was actually originally from England, and he moved to the States, and he had a pretty rough life. He made a cover of the Wire magazine, I think a couple of years back, when he had that M Food album, which came out. It was all about food. Right, this one is from his latest album called Born Like This, and the track is called Yes Sir, and it's featuring Rick One.
Stereo.
Yes sir. Should I want to hear my nigga? Yeah.
These parts,
you don't even know that's the official word up in the town. You heard?
Yeah. Who
needs trees? Get that swing.
Yes sir.
Get it in, man.
Yeah. That's
stop
the fishy
playing,
shit,
man.
Kid.
Uh-huh.
Word up.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna take it back to the big park and shit.
What are we gonna rap about?
Yeah, some niggas is rhyming hard and coming crazy.
You know what the fuck it is,
electrifying and vivid.
All
yeah. I'm like a rabbi, fresh new mag in a mad high, stolen black jag, I brag fly, yeah, yo, a project thug, political gangster, starving links to huge Jews, want the crib when the guard dies, and deadly, metaphors a dog, you while I'm in the Forbes, first 500 niggas who roar lie, yo, B, the nigga Shalar, he low-key, but he OG, half of his niggas gone and hiding, federados are sneaking, police, holding my old piece, heard the young policeman died, 58 carats of glass, the ass then blueberry black, where I keep my ices and knives at, one of the forest roars, yo, a British where who get money, shoot dice in his fortress. Mop necks and straddlers, eight ball jackets, the hagglers of the rap game. Post up surprise, I want that spot. Cooling with the super villain chain. All you other playboys is twats. Niggas be down for the murder game. Running the church, grab the rifle, put one in the nigga frame. I'm thirsty, hungry like a Somali. And poly with the niggas with the waves and they don't like tsunami. All we do is get fresh and fuck my probably your baby mama gave me head and Barney's while I calm me. And I got giants and armies while we rock mean color clothes and Don Divas. Yeah, Chef back. Some call him Lewis Rich slash Lex Diamond and his chick sell crack. You rep bananas, beat this legend and Stan Smith. $700 jeans keeping your man distance. Yeah, son, give me your ear, son.
Yo, get the fuck away from the ropes, man. This fucking chicken.
Shot from inside the house forces a change of plan.
Jake, let's make sure all the windows are covered.
A straightforward entry has turned into what appears to be a barricaded standoff.
Police department, come to the front door!
Anything you say, Kraken.
As the funky beat continues...
Yeah.
That was Mike Patton and Sweet Cream from the original soundtrack album called Crank High Voltage, a film I haven't seen, to be honest. Came out in 2009. And before that, it was Doob and Yes Sir from the album Born Like This, which came out as well in 2009. Doom, by the way, he played in Paris and London last week. That's one thing I miss London about, is you know, we don't get to see that many gigs here in Brittany and Finisterre, at the end of the world, basically. He's playing again in Brussels tomorrow night, so if you're in Brussels, I would definitely recommend you went and see him. And then, so after that, it was Mike Patton. Mike Patton, the ever so talented guy, I really admire him. He started up with Faith No More, if you recall them. However, it is his later projects that are far better, such as Fantomas, Tomahawk, Mr. Bungle, as well as the numerous collaborations he set up over the years. And we carry on with a DJ from Berlin. This is Red Shape, and I'll tell you a bit about Red Shape afterwards. And the track is called Dark and Sticky. Thank you. Red Shape and Dark and Sticky from the album called The Dance Paradox. It came out in 2009. One of the best electronic albums of 2009 in my opinion. I'll tell you a few things about Red Shape. Red Shape is a DJ from Berlin. He makes deep Detroit techno and he wears a red mask all the time, hence the name. So the identity behind Red Shape remains a mystery, as he only performs with his mask on. If someone knows who he is, please contact Desert Fish Radio. You can contact Desert Fish Radio for any reason. If you like, there is a contact on the webpage, on the website. And we'll carry on with a bit of indie pop. I don't know if it's the right style. Kurt Weill. Kurt Weill, it is his real name. He's from Philadelphia and it's actually playing au Cabaret Sauvage in Paris on the 10th and at Heaven in London on the 11th, both gigs with Panda Bear. So the track I'm going to play now is called Freeway.
We'll be right back.
Sen and Mondai. They are a three girls band from Tokyo, Japan, and they've been existing since 1999. Nissan and Mondai means the computer bug problem of the year 2000. And the track was called, get ready for this, Kya! And the album is Nejitori, and that's an album this album came out in 2008. And before that was Kurt Weill, and the track was Freeway from the album Constant Hitmaker. Again, album came out in 2009. Right, next track, I'm going to tell you a few things about the next track. It's a band from London called Todd, and they can really rock. I love this review from the magazine called, or the website called Art Rocker, and I quote, Big Ripper, which is the name of the album, is a monstrous record. It's the album Godzilla has in his headphones as he's thrashing Manhattan. It's what King Kong hears in his head as he's beating his chest at the top of the Empire State Building. Musically, it's an exhilarating riff, stew with drums, the sound of wrecking balls demolishing the houses. Everything is distorted, so don't worry if it sounds really distorted at your end. The whole album is really distorted. Every sound is so far in the red that the dials are practically bleeding. It's what Torch and the Melvins would sound like if they'd consumed a massive amount of speed, taken an adrenaline hit to their hearts, and injected steroids into their cocks. In a year of amazing DIY punk albums, as it was 2009, that delight and the joy of making a big fucking noise, Big Ripper is the most extreme, and it really is. And the track is called Between Them Two Roundabouts. That was Los Cuatro Planetas, and the track was called Dos Guitarras, from an album, a compilation album called Latin American Carpet, Exploring the Vinyl Warp of Latin American Psychedelia Volume 1, a compilation which came out in 2007. And before that was Todd and Between Them Two Roundabouts from the album Big Ripper, which came out in 2009. Todd are actually playing, I don't know, I did send a message to Mike, and if you're in New York, they're playing in New York on the 12th and on the 14th of March in two different places. As far as Los Cuatro Planetas are concerned, they were a very respected and Ventures-influenced instrumental band from Mendoza State in Argentina. They were formed in 1963, and they started playing in the program Sábados Circulares de Mancera. They were one of the best instrumental groups from Latin America. The band recorded six all-instrumental albums on the Microphone label, and two of them were issued abroad in Chile. The album is Bailando en el Espacio, and in Peru, Planetomania, both with different covers. To date, no album of Los Cuatro Planetas was reissued on compact discs, unfortunately. Right, and now for the long-awaited track from Simbo Island. This is the, Simbo Island band. I don't think they had a name. And the track is called Beautiful Body. Is Simo Island Band. Well, I don't know whether that's what they called it, whether they were given this name. and the track was Beautiful Body. And this is from a compilation called The Secret Museum of Mankind, Volume 4, Ethnic Music Classics, 1925 to 1948. Yes, it is old. It's very old. And to be honest, if I was to be 18 again, it's probably what I would like to be an ethnomusicologist, if that's what you call it. We're coming back to our days. We're coming back from this. By the way, this Simbo Island, which is a small island from the Solomon Islands in the Pacific, in case you were wondering, or you didn't have time to go to your atlas. So, as I said, coming back to our days with Peverlist, or Peverlist, I don't know how you pronounce it, aka Tom Ford, and he's from Bristol. And with a track called Esperanto. We'll be right back. That was Pevered List, written as in Severe List with a P. And the track was Esperanto from the album Jarvik Mind State, album which came out in 2009. And yes, I hear you wondering, oh, where's the reggae track of the night? Oh, here it is. This is Horace Andy meets the Mad Professor and Don't Beat Her from the album From the Roots. Came out in 2004.
Do me some man, do me some man, do me some man.
Nobody beat,
nobody beat her, sir. Do me some man, nobody beat her, sir. Do me some man, nobody kick her, sir. Remember, she's your baby mother. Remember, she's a gift from Jah. Queen Omega and Queen Sheba. Them the woman, they happy with mother. So respect your baby mother. Nobody be eat her, sir. She's the one who keep us warm. She's the one us charm. She's the one who brings forth our child to make we know that is the gift of life. Oh yeah, through where they stick, through where they break, through where they knife. Miss a man, nobody kick her, sir. Remember, she's a baby mother. Remember, she's a gift from Jah. So respect your baby mother. Nobody beat, no, no. Nobody beat her, sir.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no. That is the gift of life. So, so, so. True where they stick, true where they break, true where they knife. Give her enough loving all through the night. So, so, so. Don't miss a man, nobody beat her, sir. Don't miss a man, nobody kick her, sir. Remember, she's your baby man. Sheba, and then the woman they happy with mother. So respect your baby mother. Nobody be eat her, son.
That was Horace Andy meets the Bad Professor, and the track was Don't Beat Her from the album From the Roots. And well, we arrived at the end of the program. We're gonna finish with Alasdair Roberts. Alasdair Roberts, who made the cover of the Wire magazine this month. He's part of this new weird folk scene from Glasgow. And his album, I think he ended up in the top 10 of the Wire magazine. I think it was number 3 or number 2. The album was called Is Spoiled. Well, obviously, it came out in 2009. And the track is called You Muses Assist.
Mm-hmm. couplet.
That was quite a beautiful way to end this program. I hope you enjoyed the medieval touch of Alistair Roberts, based in Glasgow. And the track was "Your Muse's Assist" from the album "Spoils," which came out in 2009. A beautiful album. Well, that's it for tonight. I'd like to thank you all for listening, and I hope to see you all next week, the same time, the same place. J'espère que les amis francophones, ça ne les a pas dérangés, le fait que, voilà, je parlais anglais. Comme ça, vous avez amélioré un peu votre anglais aussi.